I just want to say that this is going to be very, very brief, but because it's 10:30 on Monday night, I need to get in the shower and wash this mask out of my hair before it falls out itself. But this last Mercury retrograde period, which ended on Friday, started like on May 5th or something, was so gnarly, for me at least, in terms of technology going haywire and just like communications between people, like dynamics between my family and some friends and with work, that I realized that I want to desperately get like a really good astrologer as a guest on my podcast. And it doesn't have to be the next episode, but I want someone soon. So if anyone has any recommendations, actually I do know someone through yoga, so I could have him on. He's really good. So I think I just answered my own question, but for a Monday, I hope everyone's doing well, and kind of hanging in there. I know for myself, I just feel a lot of chaotic energy around me. It just feels like people are kind of on high alert, sort of like living in their sympathetic nervous system versus their parasympathetic nervous system, meaning fight or flight. It feels like people are working at that level, and kind of primal, like more anger, more like impulsive than normal. A lot of like road rage and like anxiety seems really high, almost like people are scared. And I think it's just that our bodies, our central nervous systems have been on overload for so long, and they continue to be. I think the shooting of the children last week was so horrific, both consciously and unconsciously, and continue to kind of, as we continue to process that, you know, in our sleep and just kind of throughout the days, as we look at our kids or other people's children, you know, I think we have these subconscious processing going on, and it's not good in terms of how it feels and what it means. And the fact that we keep hitting these walls, in my opinion, with the people in charge, the authorities, the politicians. And then you know, on top of like the whole abortion thing and just everything that feels like we're going backwards, almost like Mercury retrograde, like it looks like it's going backwards. And then it's like our world is actually mimicking that. And we're going really far backwards, like scary far backwards in time, and not in a good way, like Benjamin Button, like we're all looking older, but in time, we're going backwards. It's just horrific, honestly. At least, maybe this is just how I feel, but I don't think I'm alone on this one. So I started this by trying to find an astrologer. I think I answered that question. And just, I think, you know, I think the best thing for everyone right now, if I'm right about kind of people feeling the way I do, which is just like this hyper, like hyper focused lens, almost myopic. Like we can't see the big picture because we're all looking very specifically at whatever it is, you know, our own things, and we're not looking around us. We're not looking at, like I said, the big picture, because we're not able to, because everything in front of us is so needing our attention and focus. And that's what happens with anxiety anyways. When it's that high, you're unable to kind of look at the rest of it, the rest of the world, or the rest of what's going on in your universe. You're just too hyper-focused. So anyways, what I was going to say is I think it's good reason to take a lot of deep breaths. I know that helps me tremendously. I mean, I do practice yoga, so I'm sort of conditioned that way at this point, but deep breaths are so healing and can really change like that. As long as that breath takes, it can change your mental and emotional capacity. So if you just take a deep breath and hold it, and then let it out, letting the exhale be longer than the inhale, it's like you already feel calmer. It really centers you and grounds you, and it allows your body to kind of relax immediately, as well as your mind and your soul and all of that. So I think for now, take a lot of deep breaths in. Remember, exhales should be a little bit longer. Try to hold it at the top, then let it go. And if you're able to do, if you have time, like 5 minutes in your day, do it in a time, in a frequency. So you would go in, then another in, then another in, then you would hold it. And then you would try to squeeze in one more little bit of breath. Then you hold it again, and then you exit, a really long exit. You can either exit open mouth or exit through Ujjayi breath, which is closed mouth, but that takes some training if you're not already a yoga practitioner. I'll do that again in a later episode. I feel like I keep saying that, but a lot of deep breaths. I think it helps to shift our focus whenever you can, whenever you notice yourself, at least, because I think a lot of this is subconscious, but whenever you notice yourself going down kind of a dark rabbit hole, try to shift it to something you're grateful for, or three things you're grateful for. Do that right now. Three things you're grateful for, that it really truly makes a difference. And, you know, all of this is just moments tied together into bigger moments, into an hour, into 3 hours, into a day, and then a week, you know, like that. So it's like just truly like shifting your mindset in the short term can really affect the long term if you continue to practice that and continue to really work on that. I mean, I really believe in meditation and sitting, you know, for 5 minutes at a time. Again, that takes practice. It also takes some knowledge of how to meditate, because I at first, to me, it was so boring, but I realized that I wasn't doing it right, and I was like resisting it. And again, I'm a yogi, so like I know the effects of yoga because I've lived it. I've been doing it for almost 20 years, and like it has changed my life and my ability to navigate my days. And when I'm getting anxious, if I can't practice yoga, at least I can practice the skills and the tools of yoga, because yoga really isn't about the asana or the physical movement. It's about the internal strength and peace that it provides. And that's about the breath. It's about focusing on the present, not on the past. They say the past, if you focus on the past, it's like depression. If you're focused on the future, it's anxiety. So you try to focus on the present, and there really is, in this moment, nothing to worry about. So the more you can do that, the more you can stay calm. And hopefully that just continues to like escalate throughout the day, just that feeling of calm and inner peace and centering and grounding. I also really believe in literal grounding, so taking your shoes off and planting your bare foot into the ground, onto grass or whatever it is that you have outside that you have access to. Even if it's, I mean, in the house we all don't have our shoes on, but it really should be in nature. I believe that really has a very fast effect, and in a good way, positive effect, especially for Virgos. Virgos naturally, I didn't mean to say naturally, so I was going to say naturally need nature. That sounded funny to say that 10 times. Virgos need nature to ground them. And I think that's because Virgos are generally anxious and very analytical, very deep thinkers, and they're also like problem solvers, and they take on a lot of other people's energy because they tend to be healers. Or in like the healing field, a lot of them are like therapists or nurses, doctors, people who are serving others. And because of that, they need
that centering. And so I think that's the connection as to why they really thrive in nature, just because nature in it, within itself is already such a healing environment for people. So anyone who kind of lives with anxiety can benefit from more time in nature. And that can truly just be going outside and looking at, you know, feeling the sun on your face. Until I talk to you next. All right, take care.